Hey, it's Kate Sparkle. I haven't booed for ages, but I thought I would do this boo about my kind of quack diet that I've been on for the last week. I have an intolerance to yeast, and I was diagnosed with that by a brilliant man who recognised the symptoms after, in my late teens, I'd been through successive GPs, doctors, hospitals who had tested me for all sorts of peculiar things, from ME to MS to God knows what. I was suffering from kind of quite chronic weight gain and then weight loss and pains and infections, and was constantly on antibiotics. And in the end, my dad actually sent me to homeopath, which is completely out of character for my dad, but this homeopath was actually an extremely clever man. He was a qualified GP and a psychiatrist, actually, who had turned to homeopathy, and it's a great loss that he's actually no longer with us. He was killed quite tragically in a cycle accident in Oxford, but he just said, yes, it's you have a problem with yeast. And it was a massive relief at the time, because there was obviously something wrong with me, but it was kind of difficult to tell what it was. Anyway, then the shock came, because he put me on this god-awful diet, which was basically nothing. I can eat green veg and brown rice and, well, that's about it, really, and a few beans. And you don't have to go on this diet forever, but what it does is kind of clear all the yeast out of your system. And the problem is, if you have an intolerance to yeast, which is in most things that we eat at the moment, so it kind of gets out of sync. And then when you eat sugars or fruits with mold on them or anything like that, then it all gets a bit out of control. So for the last week, I have been existing on entirely green vegetables, with the slight modification to the first week of the diet, with I've allowed myself kind of about 3 tablespoons of yogurt and a muesli without any dried fruit in it. And the aim is to kind of get rid of all the yeast that's still in my body. But unfortunately, because I'm back on this kind of cycle of antibiotics again, I'm also taking antibiotics this week. So although I'm only supposed to do that bit for a week, I'm actually going to do it for a bit longer. The major killer is I can't have any tea. And those of you who, you know, watch my tweets, I drink a lot of tea. And that is actually part of the whole cycle of things, that the more yeast in my body, the more I actually crave tea, so the more tea I drink, and the tea causes a quick surge of sugar, which feeds the yeast, which then makes it kind of go round in a circle. So I've had no tea, coffee, sweet drinks. I've had absolutely no sugar for this is the 7th day, and it has to be said, I feel so much better. And the reason, everyone's saying, like, how can you stick to it? The reason I can stick to it is because I can actually get up in the morning without feeling like I've got a hangover from hell, which has kind of had become a kind of daily occurrence. And I can kind of think, because another symptom is that it actually makes your mind foggy. So it's difficult to explain, but everything feels like it's one step removed from you. And I suppose only if you also suffer from that would you understand how that feels. So anyway, I'm 7 days in and I feel much better. And I'm looking forward to adding some protein in next week, so I can have exciting things like chicken and tuna. And it's good. So if you think you might have symptoms, let me know and I can point you in the direction of a bunch of quack websites that will help you find the diet, but it does work.